Okay, good afternoon, everybody. It's a very good day, and I'll tell you, last time we came back after a couple days off, and it was, you know, okay practice, solid practice. We had some things we had to work on. So the challenge was today, after some days off, to come back. We had goal line, which is really slowed down. We had a four-minute segment, which really slows down the tempo. And all the other segments were really, really competitive. So excellent, excellent practice. Exactly what we need, exactly what we talked about as far as coming out. So I was very pleased with that. I thought the competitive periods went back and forth. We had a segment, our second team period. I thought the defense really showed up in that period. And then the offense came back in 7-on-7 and did some really good things. Seeing some guys, Marcel showed up, Mercedes. I've told you before, he's had a good OTAs. He showed up in that. Copeland, Bumpus, those guys, you know, taking advantage of their opportunities, and it's been really good to see. I thought we did a good job, although how competitive it was, we did a good job protecting our teammates. A couple times where some seam routes where the safety came out of the third and pulled off. We looked at good execution on both sides of the ball, so just overall very pleased with today, very pleased.
Why such a better effort this Monday compared to last Monday?
I don't know.
What does that say about
your... We emphasized it, and maybe, you know, we emphasized it even greater, you know, to come back. I think that the comfort level, obviously the install is slowing down some now, so guys are playing a little bit faster, you know, but I just felt like they attacked the periods more than maybe previous week.
How much did adding those two receivers help you go through a full practice?
It did. We went through everything except three plays in the very end, the opportunity period. And we haven't been able to do that so much. So, and we took our time and we taught specific periods, so those guys helped us out.
Over the last year, how has Andre Branch progressed on and off the field for you guys?
Really, really well. I think there's three guys to know. I think Chad, Cecil Shorts, and Andre Branch. Those three guys really stand out to me. I think whenever you draft a quarterback like we did as high, sometimes there can be some distractions, and not for Chad. He's really done a great job. I think Cecil, same thing. You draft a couple receivers, you know, there could be some uncertainty. Not with Cecil. He's done a great job, and a great job leading now. And with Brancher, a guy like, you know, we already got some good players there in Babin, and then to bring a guy like Chris Clemens, and to see Andre Branch really focus and really capture every opportunity. Those three really stand out to what we're talking about as far as eliminate distractions and just control what you can control.
I've got to ask you something kind of lighthearted, but are you pro windmill when Andre does his dance, or are you anti windmill?
I don't know. I'm not sure I understand the whole windmill thing.
After looking at the films the first 2 weeks, who else has stood out besides those three guys?
Well, I think other, you know, like today, for example, Marcel, I thought he did a nice job. And, you know, guys like that, Bumpus, you know, guys that are maybe off the radar screen that have become on the radar screen. You know, Kerry Taylor, those guys have done a nice job. Red Bryant has done really a nice job. He really has. I think he's seen where he's starting to get into shape more and more. And he's done a nice job in there. Tyson is a guy, I think this offseason, he's felt better than he has in the last couple of years. So, you know, just to pull out a couple of names, I think those guys are the ones that stand out.
As a guy that's taken some steps forward, what is it specifically about his game that's developed?
Well, I think he's playing with a greater deal of confidence. You see it. I don't know if there is wood here, but I don't think he's dropped a pass. And, you know, then we throw a double pass to him, and it's floating in the air, and, you know, he goes to make the grab, and, you know, and he made the play on that. So I just think he's playing with a great deal of confidence right now. With what he's asked to do, you can see that because he spends quite a bit of time with Storm, and he's helping him. So, you know, all those are signs that he's feeling more comfortable with what's asked of him.
What did you like about Marcel Jensen to bring him in here?
Well, we had him in the Senior Bowl, although he didn't play much because of an injury. But his size, and, you know, we knew he had athleticism to be able to catch the ball. We need to see is when he gets the pads on, you know, how well he does as an inline blocker. But some of the skills that we saw on tape is, you know, what we're starting to see now. And he's missed some practices, so it's kind of cool to see that. Yeah.
How much development do you think he really...
Well, you know, he's made strides. You know, one of the challenges he had was when he wasn't in there to really watch and try to pick up things mentally. So when he does get his chance, he takes advantage of it. And you know, although it's a day, you know, that's what we're seeing from him. But, yeah, I think when you get the pads on, that's where we'll see how big of a jump he's made.
Watson hasn't been able to practice yet. Even though he's played a couple years, will he still face a catch-up period when he does get out there?
Well, he'll come in. I think, you know, mentally he's picking up on what we're asking him. You know, but some guys, Leroy's doing well there, had a nice day today. So, what I like about it is that at all our positions, it feels like there's some strong competition going on there. And that will only elevate his play. We think highly of Dakota. We liked what he did on tape, and we know he's just going to make us even stronger.
Gus, any difference this week because there's four practices? And also, how will this be different than what you asked the players to do in mini camp?
Well, this is a challenging week, four practices in this week. You know, to go two and then a day off and then two more to come back and finish. So I think that there could be a feeling that the end, you know, we're over the hump and we're getting closer to that mini camp. But I don't see it in our guys, you know, the way they prepare and the way they're coming out. Just like today, to come out here, this was not a practice where they're counting the days. You know, more they're making them count, and that's what we like about it.
How will this be different today?
Well, we've got some walkthrough sessions that we can incorporate. Practices will be similar, maybe a little bit more move the ball situations, but the incorporation of walkthrough just to really fine-tune things is what's going to be incorporated.
You can practice longer next week,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, and a little bit more meeting time.
It's almost like a regular season type
Yeah.
day.
Get them in tune for that.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.